Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Kristen. Are we podcasting?
I believe we're podcasting. We're remote again, but it's just us. I'm in what we call the daddy den, which is a place. Look, I wish we had a basement, but we don't.
Yes.
So this is our 10x6 area that I refer to as the basement, but it's not. And now it's become my podcast office. So I share it with my son. And I just think that when a boy comes in here with his bros to play video games and they sweat, there's a lingering fragrance that I would not recommend.
Well, in solidarity, I'm in the regular podcast office, but I am in such a confined space right now because I decided to try out a different table for my microphone. And I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. Like, I'm so packed into this seat right now. So,
well, but you know what? We're doing it.
We're doing it.
And we're going on the road for some more shows. You can go to imomsohard.com to see where we're playing. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe to this podcast.
Please.
Keep the wheels on it.
Yeah.
Turning.
You know, it's so funny. We've been getting messages about who we should have as guests, too. Now people are excited, which is fun.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. We've got a couple in the hopper that I'm excited about. In particular, I made friends with my Uber driver, and that's all I'm going to say about that. I collect friends, and that is very much my father and my mother. My parents love to collect random friends, and I have picked up on that, and I love it.
That is a highly Nebraska trait about you, too, which Kristen's mom has, like, everybody she's ever sat next to on an airplane, and she's got their birthday. Like,
who? Do you know that's ever, I have been on flights and sat next to somebody and I'm like, we are telling each other deep, dark secrets.
Yeah.
I know about your divorce. I know about you've got a kid that just isn't listening to you. I know that you're getting a mole check. I know so many personal details about this person. And then we get off the flight and you're like, bye, see ya. And you never see them again.
I'm one way or the other. Either I won't even act like that person is alive and next to me. Cause I'm like, I just go headphones or like earplugs and like block the world out. Or I'm like, do you believe in God?
I mean, I think there is a part of me on a flight that's like, well, if this is it, then I want to know something about you. That's the darkest deep. I think that's the deepest rooted thing. I think my need for, which I feel very, very strongly about right now is like, and this is not a soapbox. I just feel like, I think we're all missing a sense of community right now in the world. Like, I feel like we've lost ourselves a little bit in phones and connection. And so I am so all about like, where can I make another connection? Where can I have like a one-on-one with a human being? Where can I like talk to somebody on the street? And when you're, sometimes people don't want you to be that friendly, but I'm like, I'll wear you down. You know, I'm going to have a little bit of side conversation with somebody at the pharmacy. I laugh when people are like, I'm an introvert. I don't like small talk. I'm like, I'll fucking small talk all goddamn day.
Yeah,
like,
she'll get it out of you. It's true.
I'll keep it loose and light, and I don't need to get into like any of your deep shit. Talk to me about your favorite spice, which I'm into, which, by the way, I just found a new one at Trader Joe's. Can't talk about it enough. Those are things that, like, for me, make me feel like the world, like I have my feet on the ground. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm feeling very disconnected in a little bit of a way.
I'm finding. I don't know if it's my new multivitamin that I'm taking or what, but like I've noticed in the last few days that I'm like super present. Like, I don't know if I'm like, I doubt it that it's that I'm well rested, but I feel like I'm like really like taking in like just, I had to wait a few minutes for an appointment. And I was like up on this like high, like balcony. And I was like smelling the air and stuff, which I mean, I could do a little less of that actually. I love a good disassociation. Like that's who I am, but
I don't think that's disassociating. And I think we're saying the word wrong. I think it's dissociating. And I freaking hate that I keep saying it wrong. I would challenge anybody who has a phone to go into the world without your phone to do errands. Like, you know, unless you're an OBGYN or an oncologist or a heart surgeon, I don't think anybody needs you that much, because I think we've lost the ability to daydream a little bit. And I think when you daydream, that's when you come up with big ideas. I think it's when you motivate yourself to do something different. Like I had this, okay, so I'm trying to activate this part of my brain. So I had this daydream. It's a little bit of a fantasy, but it's also a daydream. I was watching in Japan every morning, they have this radio station thing where everybody goes out of their house and does the same exercise routine. It's very basic. It can be as hard as you want it to be.
That's so Japanese.
So they stand outside. It's like a lot of like arm waving and sort of like gentle jumping. So it gives your bones a little bit of
that.
So you look, y'all, those people are living into their hundreds. So yeah. Let's take a note. So they all go outside and they do this like communal exercise. And you can get sweaty if you want, or you can keep it loose and like easy, whatever. And I was like, I'm going to get my neighborhood to do something. I'm going to do a commute. I want to do a thing where every like Sunday at 2, you have to step outside of your house and stand on the sidewalk. You don't have to do anything other than just be outside without your phone, look at your neighbors. Maybe you talk to them, maybe you don't. I can't help but think in time, as we do that more and more, we would become closer as a community. I just think like we're not doing, I don't live on a cul-de-sac. I don't live in a place where everybody is super friendly. I think that's what I miss about the Midwest, is that's like you, that's how you operate. You have a cul-de-sac and you have neighborhoods and you go to neighborhood parties, but like I want there to be more than just one 4th of July party every year. I need like to know that like people know that I live here and that I know where they live.
I'm going to encourage people in the phone space, if they get the temptation to speak on speakerphone, like while at the Dollar Tree or in line at Chipotle, I'm going to encourage them to not do that too, because I think that would really help the community.
Yeah, it's the least mindful thing you can do is talk on your goddamn speakerphone.
What? And do you notice like people will FaceTime like in TJ Maxx? I'm like, why? But why do you need to do that? Like, there is nothing that important. There's nothing. I don't understand.
That's what drives me crazy. Finn was on his phone. We try to monitor as much phone time as he has, but he was talking to his friends. I left. I went and did errands. I came back and he was still talking to his friends. I go, get off your phone and let's go over to your friends. Like, I would rather you have 4D, 3D interactions for 30 minutes than a stupid game over online, which is, I know that we were born in the 1900s, but we were there at the advent of the Nintendo. I remember spending a many hour when my mom was at school in service. I would spend like 6 hours playing Mario Brothers and then 22 minutes doing the chores that she left me for the entire day.
Yeah. Well, I definitely remember too, my mom really being unhappy about, I would take the kitchen phone with its like 80-foot cord out to the living room and just sit on the phone with somebody while we watched like Days of Our Lives or like MTV all day. And my mom would be like, I have been trying to call you all day, before we got call waiting. Nobody even knows what
the call waiting, man. You felt thing. Like you were like, I'm like, whoa, are we stepping up financially? Like,
I know
we have call waiting.
You got call waiting and you got three-way calling, which meant basically you were a zillionaire.
Yeah.
Then you were in big trouble, because then, you know. And then do you remember you could pay like 75 cents to like interrupt?
Yes.
A call?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a big move.
Or if you're me, one time, because I was not one time, I think it was many times, I was lazy and I would get on the phone and call information. And it was yes. like either for a phone number or for the time. And I would call, and every single time we got pinged like a buck.
Yes.
And my mom and dad were like, get you. First of all, we live in Central City. If you don't have every phone number memorized, you aren't. I don't even understand what your
There's
problem
no area codes.
It's literally just, the zip, yeah. our phone book, like our little tiny phone book was mixed in with other cities because our town was so small.
That's
so
funny.
Go to Central City and you could like look at your own phone number. We had to go to a phone book. Y'all, we had to go to a phone book.
Yeah. I still remember most of the phone numbers that I would regularly call too. They're still in my head.
Do you
I
have
don't
your,
know
your phone number from when you were a kid?
2915113 3089462420 And then Mandy's is 2913363
And my town was so small at one point you could just use the last digit of the first three digits, no area code. So instead of 3089462420 you could just call 62420
That's insane. Now it's so funny, but it makes sense. Like, are we going to run out of numbers because of phones? Because like there's what? There's four phone numbers at our house.
I don't think we're going to run out of phone numbers, but I love that there has been an increase in bringing back the landline, which again, I just feel like I don't know. I'm just feeling this real pull to like
nostalgia.
Yes.
We tried to get one when we moved here, but, and I don't know if it's changed, but even your landline is on Wi-Fi. Like they don't have the old school. And I was like, well, then it doesn't, because in my head, I was like, well, if the cell phones didn't work and they needed to call 911 or whatever, then they'd have the landline. And they were like, laughed in our face. They're like, that's,
you're
that's,
cute. You're
that's
precious.
Not a thing, you old person.
I don't care how the line comes in, but what I think is like, again, if you're somebody that has a phone, I dare you to every time you want to text someone, call them instead. They're literally going to think somebody died.
I will not answer. I can't do it.
I will. I will answer every time.
You and my husband are like, as soon as you get in the car, you're like, I'm going to call somebody. I'm going to like
work.
Somebody calls me and I'm like, this better be.
No, I call. Okay. I call and I go. No reason call. Like if I call my husband, I'm like, a no reason call. I'm just calling to say hi. Just thinking of you. Just a no reason call. And you know, I always, it's selfish because I get so much out of hearing whoever it is I'm calling their voice, having an interaction. I fucking am sick of texting. I always have to have glasses. I'm like, you can get curt in text. I also hate the way kids text. It like bugs me. Like evidently I write in full sentences. My daughter said I'm a dry texter, which means I don't use enough emojis to say how I feel.
I am past the point of messing around when it comes to my skincare routine because I need stuff that works. I cannot spend the money and spend the time in my life on things that don't work. Or even worse, you're sold on the idea that you need like 10 different products.
The worst.
When really... there you could just use the OneSkin. One of my favorite things about OneSkin too is it's female founded. It's by female PhDs. They know what women need, what they want, and what they expect out of their skincare. And these are the scientists that know how to make it happen.
Plus, they've got over 10,000 five-star reviews and have been recently featured by Bloomberg as a leader in skin longevity. It really shows you don't need to have a complicated routine to achieve healthier, younger-looking skin. For a limited time, try OneSkin with 15% off using code IMOMSOHARD at oneskin.co/IMOMSOHARD. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code IMOMSOHARD. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Well, you know, I know it makes me every time I do one, especially there's like all these different threads and one of them's with like my nephew who's 25. And I notice I'm so strong on emojis and I know he's like boomers there. It makes me feel so old, but I'm like,
my daughter uses, I don't know, it has nothing to do with me being a boomer. It has to do with which ones do we use? But my daughter literally is like, she makes an invite and it's like, there's like a check mark, and then there's a schoolhouse, and then there's a plane, and then there's like, and it's before the words, and then you can't use too many words. Like, I'm like, and she also, oh my God.
I don't even know what they all mean, to be honest with you. Have you seen that thing where it's like your first four emojis
say what you are as a personality?
Yeah, let me see. Hold on. I'm going to give you my first emojis. These are the ones they use the most. This is not shocking. Red heart, embarrassed laugh, dancing lady, the salsa lady. Oh, and my new favorite. I don't even know how this got on my phone, but my daughter made this emoji of herself going, yee, like yikes face. And she put it on my phone, and I'm using it for literally everything right now. Dash is now asking to like be on social media, which he's never asked for before. And this lie, it's not a lie. This was the excuse. I was like, well, you have to be like 13 or 14 to be on social media. Otherwise, when you make your account, you have to lie about your age. And I already am not trusting you to do the right thing if you're willing to lie about it. So that worked. But now he's like old enough to like be on something.
He's actually not. I mean, technically New Zealand, Australia, now Germany, other countries are saying like 16 is the very lowest age.
I know, but like in like to be on, have your own YouTube account, I think is 13.
Yeah, like, we just are hard. We're a hard line no on that.
So we, he's been asking for it, and I'm like, okay, but then I make him like read stuff. And there's this woman in San Diego that has been doing these like long-term studies about like mental health. And I think she teaches a class at Yale or Harvard or something like that about like being happy. But it's so obvious to her that like depression in the United States, like just went through the roof when everybody got smartphones. So, and I know that this is true because it would take forever. I'm like, I hate these goddamn text threads that these kids get on. Because adults don't act right on text threads. They like you get on a WhatsApp for school and everybody acts like a big a-hole. So Delilah, we told her no text chains like a year and a half ago. And now as she's a little bit older and she has like an Apple ID, she wants a text chain again. Well, shit hit the fan again. I got like six screenshots of everybody misbehaving and like bullying behavior.
I mean, but why not just nip it in the bud and say no chats, like, or call it, like, text those parents and go, I don't think this is appropriate. Like, I'm so tired of everybody. We're playing so polite all the time. We're not like doing the right thing because we don't want to be inconvenienced.
She's off the chat because it's just becomes like a cesspool.
It's so fucking toxic.
Yeah. And even if it is at its best, it's all very mindless. It's just like stupid emojis and not even like proper grammar. It's like, I don't even know what it's for.
Yeah.
It's like a substitution for a connection, I would think. But like, the only reason I didn't, because normally I'm like, well, let me text this mom and let her know what's going on at 1 o'clock in the morning. But she was worried about it for the first time that she was like, I don't want them to make fun of me and say, your mom called my mom and this. So I was like, okay.
I know. It's hard. It's a tough thing. I think there's the chats. It's just an amplified version of like passing notes. But again, like when we were young and passing notes, simply the time that it took to write a note and get it passed, that would have been, it's a difference between a shotgun and an Uzi. You know what I mean? Like you can pass a note and it takes 12, 15 seconds to pass it to your friend. In 12 to 15 seconds, you can send some pretty fucking terrible text messages. You know, it's just too many words.
I don't know that I was grammatically correct, but I could fold a really crisp note. Like I could.
We all sent great.
Definitely
notes.
Line it up so that the little tab went in there perfectly, like an origami.
You were glorious and so exciting.
And when, like, I had really loopy handwriting. It was like, and I could write like a 4 or 5 page note and fold that fucker up, man. I like. Was good. Like if I had the right college ruled paper, I would
always write, do you like me? Yes or no.
You did those?
Yeah, I did then. Because I was really sweet and I wanted everyone to like me. So I wrote, do you like me? Yes or no? Most of them came back yes. A few did come back with an or.
Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't.
I was like, what a bitch.
It wasn't a friend request. That's an old school friend request.
It's an old school friend request. And you know what I did? I made a lot of friends. And I sent that note to a lot of people that really didn't even, like, we weren't even tight. I was like, I just want to check in.
I thought it was a, do you like me in, like, a romantic sense?
Oh, no. That came later. Okay. That's how I got my husband. Yo, Jenny.
Let's tell these ladies about Olive and June.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm especially into their gel mani system because it basically hands you the entire salon experience like in a box. They've got a 5-finger LED lamp, all the pro tools, the HEMA-free gel polish that can last up to 3 weeks, really on-trend colors too. When you break the price down, like each manicure ends up costing a couple of bucks.
Oh,
like, how much better is that than what we've been spending?
So much better. And also, my daughter and I love to do the kit together, which just makes the at-home experience that much more enjoyable.
So visit oliveandjune.com/imomsohard for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune, oliveandjune.com/imomsohard for 20% off your first system.
Colin goes, you're the only adult woman I've ever heard say to another woman, do you want to be my friend? Like, because I was either getting my hair cut or something, and I was like, do you want to be my friend? And she was like, you fucking bet you, I do. And I was like, that's...
Just cut through the shit.
That's the thing that I want my kids to know is, like, first of all, in their childhood, the excitement of literally having a connection with someone that's a, like, I'm in front of you, you're in front of me, I like you, let's be friends, that feeling. But then one step further is the feeling of, I like you. Like, oh my gosh, I have a crush on this person. I'm going to go talk to them. I'm going to go speak to them, as opposed to, I'm going to send a text message. I want them to, like, I want them to retell a story someday how nervous they were to talk to the girl or the guy that they liked, you know, like, oh my God, instead of being like, oh my God, he liked my picture. Fucking barf.
Yeah, that's barf. I'm going to take it one step further and say, and I think this is always on women. I think family wise and I think friend wise, you have to get everybody together. You have to, like, not be lazy, and you have to, like, send out, you should see this text chain for this, like, birthday. I'm trying to, literally, we're like, looks like everybody can get together this Saturday at 6 p.m. for 2 hours. And we're fucking doing it because it is a birthday. We need to get together and celebrate. Like, we need to put on, like, a pair of fun shoes. And
it's
just
true. That's what I'm saying. Like, the data shows that people are not doing those things. Now, I know we're going to have a lot of moms from the Midwest enter the chat, and that is what I miss about the Midwest. But I'm saying, kind of everywhere else, we're not seeing as many family reunions. We're not seeing as many, like, get togethers with, for, like, I call them just like the no reason barbecue. That shit used to be a weekly event where I'm from. Somebody just picked a house. We went to a baseball game. We ended up at somebody's house. They had a cooler beer. They had pop that we could drink as much as we wanted. And somebody
pop,
had burgers and
very
dogs.
Midwestern.
Burgers and dogs, baby. And, like,
yeah,
it was never this expectation of, like, let me bring out a charcuterie board. And, you know, the parents would all eat chips and fucking smoke cigarettes. And we would play in the backyard and then we would all go home. I think that is conducive to a smaller town, especially when you know everybody and the fields are close and the things are deal, but you can do it if you want to do it.
Make a smaller town in whatever big town you're in. And I do think it is the bullshit part of LA sometimes is like, oh, the drive, which we're all guilty of, because there can be, somebody can live 6 miles from you and it can be an hour away depending on, like, the time of day and stuff. But it is an excuse, because in the Midwest, people are driving an hour just to get together with their brother or whatever, their family. Like, so you have to be willing to, like, make those kind of sacrifices. And
yeah,
and I get casserole together.
Again, I think the culprit sometimes is that fucking phone, because, like, somehow we have no time to drive an hour, but you can fucking waste it on a goddamn scroll session on TikTok. You know,
it's like, so true.
A little, this is just putting a mirror to myself. It's a mirror like on my own. Cause I have felt like a little disconnected. And I was doing a little bit of research on loneliness and like what that looks like, because the interesting thing is the highest rate of loneliness is among young men right now. Like they're really suffering. And there's a lot of data that says some of that comes from the advent of the phone and like the access to porn and like just being able to sort of, and also I don't think guys have an easy time right now. I think that the messaging is hard for them. So, but the other high demographic that's really lonely is older men. So you've got younger men and you've got older men, and nobody's hanging out with each other. There's no like crossover into these communities. And I'm like, what a shame, because that's technically like a grandpa and a grandson or an uncle and a nephew. And those wonderful things that like right your ship or you hear stories, like fucking remember going to a family member's house and being so bored out of your brain. I remember my grandma had wood blocks and I was happy to have them because I was like, I'm just going to sit in this freaking house. But then they'd get to storytelling, the kids and the parents, and I would hang on every word. I was like, I want to hear how my Aunt Renee met my Uncle Nolan and how he was so hot when he came back from Vietnam that she was like, I knew what she was saying, and she had to bang him, but she was like, yeah. I was overwhelmed with emotion and romance. And I'm like, oh my God, Aunt Rainey. Okay.
Gross. But I know what you're saying there.
No, not gross, because it's not my parents.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's gross adjacent, but I was still like, good looking people.
We made the kids this last weekend go to a flea market. There's like
so this good for them.
Vintage market. And Dash was like kind of into it. He was like looking at acoustic guitars and stuff like that and asking what stuff was. And Delilah was like, can we go get In-N-Out? Can we, like, she was so bored. And I go, Delilah, this entire area is full of things you've never seen before. At any point, are you curious what this thing is or like what it does? You know, cause a lot of it was like antiques and stuff like that. Like, you know, like, old farm tools or like signs that, and then she starts to get into it. Like once she's like, but I think it's probably because of screens. Like nobody's saying like, look at this thing, like directing your attention.
I think based on the way we were raised and a little bit of hands-off parenting, we're more hands-on. And I think we do put, I know that parents of my generation put a lot of, they put a lot of importance of their kid being happy. And I think we've misunderstood what that means. Being loved and nurtured and cared for does not mean your kid is like, gosh, I've got it good. This is the best. You guys, thank you for being a great family. They're going to kind of be pissed off one way or the other. So I make a note to myself that like, it is not my job to make sure that they are happy by the definition of like walking on air and everything's groovy. They can be at an estate sale or at a thing. And like, Finn, he is my guy that's like hard. And if he's happy, everybody's happy. And if he's unhappy, he makes it hell for everybody. That is 100% who I am. And we were watching a movie. He didn't want to watch that movie. And I go, hey, bro, don't watch the movie with us. We are not changing for you. You can be in here and enjoy this experience and we're going to all have a good time or see yourself out. But like your happiness at this point is not the priority. It is the collective experience that we get to be together. So sit the fuck down, have some goddamn popcorn.
We have a good charm.
Chocolate chips. Hold my hand.
I was proud of myself this last weekend because, you know, I didn't care who wanted to go to the flea market. I was like, we're going. Yeah. We're all going. My husband was worried about it.
They had a great time, and that's what we need to do. I don't care. You're going. I took Finn's phone. He got in trouble, and he's like trying to manipulate me to get it back. And he's like, Mom, I really need it for homework. And I go, I don't care. Figure it out. You're going to figure out. And then I was like, buddy, You just give me a minute, because the second I figure out a way for all of us to live without these fucking phones, I'm putting a hammer through all of them. I didn't say fuck, not that time, but I do say it in front of my kids because I'm an imperfect person. But I said, I go, you're going to have to figure out your life right now, and maybe you'll make nicer choices in the future if this thing means so much to you. Don't get me started.
May is a lot of things, but very importantly, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, people. Life can be crazy. Some days you're thriving, checking things off the list, and then the next day you're feeling very stopped. I love BetterHelp because it is such a great option for getting therapy from the comfort of your own home. I think everybody needs to do therapy. It helps me so much, just keeping me centered. People genuinely love it, you guys. I recommend BetterHelp to everybody. BetterHelp has an average 4.9 out of 5 rating for live sessions, based on more than 1.7 million reviews. That's good math, you guys. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off betterhelp.com/imomsohard. That's betterhelp.com/imomsohard.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
Here's what I'm doing now. Besides the fact that we are out of town like 20 of the 30 days, Delilah's doing Midsummer Night's Dream.
That's so awesome.
It's so cute. They're doing a little, obviously, abbreviated version.
Yeah.
And she's Puck. And her teacher was like, can you be in charge of the costumes and also find us a tree? And I was like, yeah. What I meant to say was no. But I did say, yeah. So I have a 6-foot-tall paper mache tree that I'm doing instead of using my phone. And it is kind of great. It is kind of great to have some project that you are obligated to finish to keep you off of your phone.
I agree.
The fun thing is Delilah's helping me like paper mache and paint and it's so good. Like,
and I think it's hard to start those things. I think it's really.
I want you to sew.
Fuck no. I don't like
cross stitch.
No. No, Eleanor loves it. I fucking hate cross stitching.
I thought you'd be so good at it.
I know. Everybody, I hate knitting. I hate crocheting. I hate cross stitch. I hate.
But you know. Do like a focused thing to be exact about, though.
Yes, but I don't like those. You know what should go to hell is those little jewels that you glue on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those fuckers. I tried doing one of those. My hands would shake. I'm like, what am I? If I could do this, I'd do heart surgery.
Paint on rice. It's too hard. I can't do it.
What I want to do, the goal for myself is to the things that I think are going to make me have a happier day to day is getting a little bit dirty, getting outside in the ground, in the dirt.
Gardening?
I like to garden and I like to piddle. I do pee-pee.
I'm piddling right now.
Probably. I'm a piddler. I like to like just have a minute to let my brain sort of work and move about and organize a little bit, or if I want to cook a little bit, or if I want to bake a little bit. Shit probably doesn't get completed because we know that that's where my brain space is. But I definitely want to take this fucking dance class, which I have signed up for 4 times and have chickened out every time.
Okay. Beginner's
hip hop class.
Okay. Amazing.
It's hip hop class, beginners. I think there's 4 or 5 people in it. I keep signing up and then unsigning up so much so that the front desk is like, are you going to just do it? And I'm like, no, because I can't because I, well, think, you know, I've been really busy and it's just, I just got to like not be afraid.
That sounds, are you afraid to take it or what?
Yeah. I think I've become, Well, I think I'm being hard on myself, but I think over the last couple of years, I've been less active. So getting active hurts a little bit. And then in addition to being less active, I've been more phone. So I've been inactive. I've been more on my phone. And so now my body hurts after I do little things. So I'm afraid to do a big thing.
Yeah.
And so it's just ripping the Band-Aid off and going in and doing. I love to lift weights. I haven't been lifting weights the way I like to. And I think they're all, what I'm saying is, I give all of us a break because we are in the first time in human history with something that is a machine that we can all hold. It's the first time we've ever done that. Like, don't forget back in the day when the cathedrals were built, nobody had a fucking phone doing math. Okay.
And they still made perfect
domes.
And it's
the best arches you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Pillars of the Earth, read it.
I'm proud of my husband, and I don't know what like sparked this in him, but he got these like 25-pound dumbbells, this like foot rowing machine, and one of those stretchy bands. And every time he watches TV, he does it. I'm so impressed by it.
We forget that like we grew up. I always go back to like evolution, and I always like, which is not the fairest correlation because like everybody died really young too. Like. Nobody had teeth. Everybody died. Everybody smelled. Like, I'm always like, they had it so good.
They kind of went out at like 33. That was my prime, man.
I am like a wise old ass witch of those days.
Shit. Yeah.
And I'm into it. Yeah. But like, listen, I would have a full fucking stash if I lived back there. Fine. But I love the idea of like, sometimes I'm like, oh, right. My legs can take me up a mountain. My arms can lift things. Like, I can gather. I can, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm afraid that we're all going to turn into like Wall-E, where we're like, you know, walking, and we're going to have nubs instead of hands because we can just like peck at our phones. Like, I'm freaked out.
I was going to say one thing that I think is interesting too, is that like, an algorithm kind of sucks in some ways because I love looking at a magazine and I didn't know I was going to be interested in that thing because like your algorithm gives you exactly the dopamine burst that you want.
And yeah, you're getting what it's like an addiction. How can you not?
You're like, it's good to learn something different, you know?
I agree with you. We were looking at those magazines with the houses and I was like, oh yeah, this part of my brain exists. Like something that, and I feel like I do a lot of audiobooks because I'm on the road and in my car and I take in, I think I could argue that might be, I think that's not so unhealthy. There's narrative and whatever, but I will say when I read, when I use my eyes and it's like the difference between putting my feet in the shallow end or jumping into the deep end. I believe reading is immersive, whereas audio is a little less, but I still get so much out of that experience as opposed to just fast.
Scrolling. Yeah. But I think I just figured out this thing, which is that I have been reading more reading and I've been doing crossword puzzles when we're on flights. Maybe that's why my brain is working better and I'm more present.
I go back to having a pen in your hand and paper. And when I was a teacher, they were like, every sense you use helps you have a longer connection to the information you're taking in. That's why teachers have so much. They are the smartest people because they are standing up, they're talking, they're using their sense of the instruction of it has all of your senses are engaged. So if you can use all of your senses while you're learning something, you will remember it. You will retain it. And I'm telling you, I am not any smarter for using that phone. The only thing I would say is I've become a better cook because I can rewatch instruction. And I do think there is a shared joy in sort of sending a reel. It's a modern day love language to.
Totally.
Not shitting on all of it. There's parts of the phone and also social media.
Have you seen that I'm so hard?
Yeah, girl.
Ladies, they're go to their Instagram. It's
they're so hot. I mean, that one in the swimsuits, I'm like, talk about a remarkable group of women.
I do have to say, this isn't a specific mom box, but I love getting those messages where women are like, at least I take you guys on my walk. I more than walk. And I'm like, that's the best compliment ever.
And I will say, everyone's like, yeah, walk it back, Hensley. I do feel like the way that we have beat it in some way, the internet's like coldness is the women who reach out and you get to read their messages because it's very personal. And so like, that feels like a note being passed in class. Like when somebody sends you a message and they're like, Kristen, I have a doctor in San Diego for your hip. And I'm telling you, he is the only one you need to talk. I love that shit. But I feel that is the connection that social media can create that is a positive thing. And also, I think for our older generation or elders, like getting to record them and hear what they have to say is really, really special. You know, that's nice. Guys, I did not mean to like shit on phones this whole time, but I guess I kind of did. I guess I'm kind of fired up about it, I suppose.
You know, I mean, it's frustrating. Every single parent who's listening at least once or twice a day is like, put the phone down and read a book or something. You know,
it's like, deeply, I'm like, why aren't you guys like going to the mall and like cut? Like, I mean, Finn is very social. I do think it's because I'm like, you guys, I have him over, have everybody over. I cannot stand that you guys are going to sit here and be alone and not be alone at the same time. That's called loneliness.
I mean, sometimes my Apple notification will come up with my own screen time and I'm like,
oh, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not even going to tell you what mine, I want to barf. My kids saw it and I almost threw up. I was like, how can this be real?
Yeah. I'm shame spiraling. Yes.
Yeah. So all this is in reaction to me.
Everything I just said is for me.
It is all for me. I'm literally like, no one can be like, well, Kristen, we saw you on your phone. I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm telling you, I'm on my phone too much. I fucking hate it. I want to like get better.
Yeah. We're going to. We're committed.
Okay. Well, I am going to go now get my eyelashes done.
Well, good. You can't even look at a phone while you're doing that. That's great.
I'm not. I can't. I got to lay there. I got to lay there and hope for the best.
Well, I do think we podcasted.
I think we podcasted, Jenny. Thanks for listening.
Pioneer.